are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
It's finally time to hear some Christmas music. You guys have waited all year long to hear Christmas music, haven't you?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be right to play it in July, would it?
No.
Of course not. But we've waited all year long, and now is the time.
We have waited for this holy night to hear the news of His birth. We have waited for this holy night, peace to fill the earth. For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring. We love to hear the story of this child sent from heaven above, sent to us in glory to show God's eternal love. Lights and candles will be burning bright on this Christmas Eve, as peace and love and joy will fill the hearts of all who do believe. For unto us a child was born, they heard the angels sing. For unto us a child was born, hear the Christmas bells ring. For unto us a child, for unto us a child was born. Hear the Christmas bells ring. You know, we spend this season getting gifts ready for the people we love and our friends and our family. But have you ever thought about what you will give the Lord this year? Jessica.
Love.
That's a good gift. And who else? Emily?
Just your attention, you know, that you won't get wrapped up in all the Christmas stuff.
Good. And Tyler?
You can give God your heart.
And what does that mean, to give God your heart?
You can love Him and show everybody else how you love Him.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful gift you can give. Well, have you ever thought of obedience as a gift? First of all, who can tell me what obedience is? Tyler.
It's obeying your authority.
Okay. And in this case, who would our authority be?
God.
Right. Well, you know, the Christmas story is filled with people who obeyed God in a situation where walking away would have been a lot easier. Let's think about the story and about all of the characters in the story and their obedience to God. Let's name the people from the story.
Mary.
Mary, that's right. And so what happened with Mary to make her obedient to God?
The angel came.
Right. The angel came, and so what did Mary do?
She obeyed the angel because she knew God had sent it.
Okay, so after Mary had a visit from the angel and found out that she was going to be carrying God's son, who else came into the picture? Tyler?
Joseph.
And what happened with Joseph?
Joseph would have been really mad at Mary, but an angel came in a dream mm-hmm. to him and just told him that everything was going to be okay.
And did he say that was okay?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, okay, I'm going to take care of Mary, and I'm going to marry Mary, and we're going to be husband and wife, and he would take care of her. Do you think that was hard?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was very hard for him to do. Okay, so Mary and Joseph, good. Now, who would be next in the story?
The shepherds.
The shepherds. Okay, now tell me how they obeyed.
They obeyed the angels when they told the shepherds about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You think that was pretty scary for them to see all those strange things happening?
Yes.
And then to not run from them?
Yeah.
What do you think the natural reaction would have been?
I think I would have run away.
Yeah. And where did they go instead?
To see Jesus.
Right. They bowed down and worshipped. And then we have one more group of people. Who were they? Remember? There were three of them. Noah.
Wise men.
The wise men. And how did they obey?
They followed the star.
And they followed the star to where?
Where Jesus was born.
Okay. And what did they find there?
Jesus.
And did they, what did they do when they got there?
Gave him three gifts. I forget what they were, though.
You don't remember what they were? Who knows what they were? Tyler?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Right. And Kaya, you know the name of the city. What was the name of the city where all of this happened?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, that's right. So, all these people obeyed God. They were part of his plan. And you know what? He has a plan for us too. And we need to obey him.
Can you hear him calling you? Trust him and obey. Did you know that God has a plan for you? Trust him and obey. Pray to him and say to him, I will love you, I will serve you, trust you and obey. In all your ways acknowledge him, trust him and obey. Straight, trust him and obey, and walk with him, talk with him, pray to him, and say to him, I will love you, I will serve you, trust him. Trust him and obey. Did you know that God has a plan for you? Trust him and obey.
Okay, now you all told me before some gifts that you thought you could give the Lord this year. But let's think a little more specifically about obedience as your gift and some things that you could do to obey God this year as a gift to him. Jamie.
Read the Bible.
Okay. Carolyn, you have a way that you can obey?
Pray.
Pray. That's good. Kaya.
Make him always be our greatest king.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Caitlin.
A lot of times it's hard to put God first, and you think of other things in your life before him.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to try and always, like, think of God before other things.
Okay. That's real good. Alexa.
If you're in a situation and you can't figure out what to do, you can turn to God.
Okay, that's the trusting that we're talking about. Who else? Jamie.
To obey your parents.
That's right, good. He wants us to obey him and to trust him and to love him. He wants our hearts. And I have a song about a little girl who gave a gift that she didn't think was valuable. But God turned her small gift into a special offering for Christmas.
A poor orphan girl named Maria was walking to market one day. She stopped for a rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw covered with sand. Soon cleaned and wrapped, it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily spent her last peso on a cage made of rushes and twine. Coming, and the church shone with tinsel and lights, and all of the townfolk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds, incense, and perfumes in packages fit for a king. Small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight so that no one would see her go in. And crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift was unworthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness, "Maria, what brings you to me? If that bird in the cage is your offering, then open the door and let me see." Though she trembled, she did as he told her, and out of the cage the bird flew, whose beauty was fit for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to the cascade of notes sweet and long, for her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale song.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to know how valuable our gift of obedience really is, that a willing heart is precious to you. Help us this Christmas and throughout the year to freely offer up our lives to please you and to serve you, and help us to love you more. In your name we pray, amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we